From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You may have seen the catalog, the one with a picture of an animal on the front cover, and the words, "The most important gift catalog in the world." Inside, instead of a sweater or a fruit basket for Great Aunt Millie, you can buy a dairy goat or other animal for a poor family in a foreign country. Heifer International puts out the catalog. The charity has been around for 60 years. And as NPR's Margot Adler reports, giving in honor of friends and family has proven a popular idea.
Heifer International began in the 1940s. Ray White, who was public information director for the organization, says a relief worker during the Spanish Civil War had a stunningly simple idea. Instead of giving an impoverished person a bag of grain, give a pregnant cow.
When it had the calf, it would start giving milk immediately. And then what would you do with the calf? You pass it on to someone else, so you get a twofer. It's a great plan, and it gives dignity to the person who receives the animal because they are doing the same thing we're doing.
You teach the family to care for the cow, and when the cow has calves, you pass them to neighbors or sell them.
I grew up in a really poor village.
Beatrice Bira from the village of Kasinga in Uganda remembers when the goats from Heifer International came to her village 10 years ago.
When they came, there were 12 goats, and they were given to 12 families, and my family was one of those families to receive them.
After giving a female goat to another family, her parents sold a male goat, sold the extra milk, bought clothes, books, and provided schooling for the first time for their 6 children. Bira now has a scholarship to Connecticut College, where she is a freshman. As for the village,
right now, I know that there are more than 300 families that have goats.
Heifer International now lists 30 different animals in its catalog. It says it has helped 7 million families. This year, Forbes magazine listed Heifer International among its 10 most highly rated charities. Heifer may have been the first, but now there are other organizations that are doing somewhat similar work, and Americans have been taking note. Here in New York, ABC Carpet and Home, the upscale furnishing store, has opened what it calls its Mission Market. Near the entrance of the store, there are several computer terminals, a video to watch, and pamphlets from 14 humanitarian groups, ranging from the American Friends Service Committee to the Save a Foundation. You can access the website, abchomeandplanet.org, from home or at the store. And besides donating to the charities, you can give 10 different items that ABC calls gifts of compassion. Paulette Cole, CEO and creative director of ABC Carpet and Home, took off for a year to work in the nonprofit sector and to research what has become Mission Market.
You can very directly serve a human being by offering an eye operation to a child who's in need, or offer a dairy goat for a family in Haiti.
What is most surprising for American shoppers is that the price for many of these gifts is so low. One shopper said $100 for an eye operation. She was told money goes a lot further in the developing world. Julia Gundelson says the item that attracted her attention was for $75, you can give 6 months of schooling to an Afghan girl. It's amazing, she said.
Thinking that you're giving somebody an opportunity to free themselves.
Gundelson says it's a relief from the buy, buy, buy of holiday consumerism. But when asked, are you taking the plunge, she replied,
I'm very poor. I'm a grad student, and I really can't afford to, but it's something that it's like the first thing I would do if I had the money.
A few minutes later, another shopper, Carrie Howardson, came in to buy 2 gifts.
I'm buying the water buffalo for one for my family, one for my boyfriend's family, so in their name.
Amy Chender, who works for ABC Carpet and Home, clicked on the water buffalo option and told shopper Ali Boken what it involved.
So we have a water buffalo in Cambodia.
Oh, no. Now, is this, we give a donation and you help provide water buffalo
The gift is that you are giving the water buffalo to someone.
It's a very direct. Wow. It's like a very large gift to be giving to someone.
Of course, what you really get is a beautifully packaged certificate saying that the water buffalo has been given to someone in your name. Paulette Cole says ABC has carefully vetted each of the organizations and will guarantee that the funds will get where they're supposed to go. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.